Hi there. My name is Tej Komaraju, and this podcast is basically about the Western Conference playoff hunt, which teams will make it, and which teams won't. Right now, the final four spots in the West are the Warriors. Well, the final four spots, including the ninth seed, are the Warriors, the Rockets, the Lakers, and the Jazz, and the Mavericks are very close to the Jazz, one game behind. At this point in the season, the Lakers have started off slow, but are slowly getting back into it. They are a considerable distance ahead of the Jazz, who have a very tough schedule ahead of them. The Warriors and the Rockets are very close with each other, but not close to LA or Utah. I'm sure the Warriors and the Rockets will make the playoffs and possibly upset in the first round. The Warriors will be playing at the Nuggets, which is a very tough task, but the Rockets are playing the Thunder, and I'm sure James Harden would love to beat his old team. This article is focusing on the Warriors and how they need to capitalize closer to the end of the season. Right now, the Warriors are opening a 5-game homestand, which they need to go 5-0 in. With the 5-game homestand opening, they really need to capitalize and take advantage. They've been given a golden opportunity to close out the playoff race at home, putting some distance between them and the Lakers or Rockets. There is a possibility of clinching, and this is the most important stretch of games for the Warriors this season. Starting today in Washington, a winnable game, the homestand will feature teams that aren't the best, but aren't the worst either. The Dubs often lose to teams that aren't very good and have a history of being upset at home. They cannot let opportunities fall from their hands again, and I'm sure that they know this. If Mark Jackson, their very good coach, has taught them anything, it's that they cannot give up. This 5-game homestand will feature teams like the Wizards, the Lakers, the Kings, the Blazers, and the Hornets. The Warriors will need to go at least 4-1 with the homestand, with the exception of the Lakers. Of course, it would be nice to beat them, but considering that the Warriors cannot get over their mental hurdle, it may be tough. Gasol and Kobe Bryant are back in the lineup and are looking to do their usual damage against the Warriors. As for the other games, the Warriors usually beat these teams at home. They lost to the Kings twice at Sacramento, but beat them earlier this year at Oracle. The Blazers are a promising team, but fell short of a comeback bid against the Warriors earlier this season, and have been struggling to make a playoff push. The Hornets are another young team, but the Warriors have handled them twice in New Orleans, and once at Oracle. There should be no conflict with the Wizards, but then again, they just beat the Lakers, and there's no such thing as a guaranteed win. The Warriors likely understand that this may be the easiest stretch of the season, but they cannot slack off. When they want to be, they can be a fairly good defensive team. They held the Rockets, the highest scoring team in the league, to a mere 78 points. If the Warriors play that type of defense against all teams, they will likely push into the 98% probability of making the playoffs. Or they may even clinch. This is huge for the Warriors because they haven't made the playoffs in a very, very long time. Well, 2007 isn't that long, but that was the only time since 1992. This is the best season the Warriors are having in a very long while. Well, if the Warriors match up with the Clippers, how is it going to be? The Warriors and the Clippers have a very unique rivalry that started earlier this season. When David Lee got into the face of Blake Griffin and told him to stop flopping, the Warriors and the Clippers have gotten together from some very entertaining games. This list is about matchups for each position and who wins these matchups. The Warriors may be at a disadvantage of not having any All-Stars, but they have players who can play just as good as these guys. What many don't realize is that the Warriors have stars to match the Clippers. What comparisons can we make? Stephen Curry versus Chris Paul, number one. This is perhaps the best matchup. If the Warriors do see the Clippers in the first round, this will be the matchup to watch all series long. Paul is a great guard who handles and scores down the stretch, all while passing the ball the rest of the game. Curry is one of the purest shooters in the NBA and a great passer as well. Both with smart decision making, Paul and Curry provide an equal matchup. Too bad the Master hasn't lost to the Apprentice just yet. Winner is Chris Paul for now. Klay Thompson versus Chauncey Billups, number two. Chauncey Billups is an NBA veteran and knows how to play the game. He used to be a legend and has now come to a small role that is good enough to earn him a starting slot. Klay Thompson, on the other hand, is improving with his decision-making and becoming one of the best young shooters in the NBA. They both have a lot to offer the team, but Thompson is just a bit more promising. Winner, Klay Thompson. Harrison Barnes versus Caron Butler, number three. Barnes is a dynamic young rookie who shows flashes of brilliance and a very bright future. This is a guy that can drive to the basket anytime he wants, while occasionally hitting a three-point shot. Barnes will be a very young star, but he only provides a small contribution at 9 points per game as of now. Butler, however, is an NBA veteran who knows how to score. At times, he could be the Clippers' most dangerous player. He's an excellent small forward and will clearly win this matchup, unless Barnes comes out of his shell in the playoffs. Winner, Caron Butler. Number 4, David Lee versus Blake Griffin. This is the second matchup to watch during the series. Lee and Griffin may have reconciled their differences at the All-Star game, but I'm sure Lee would go at this matchup any day. With a great shot blocker like Bogut to back him up, Lee probably won't need help preventing Griffin from dunking. This is why he scores so much. Lee isn't the best defender, but neither is Griffin. Nevertheless, they're both all-stars and good rebounders. I hate to say this, but Lee's hard work and simple play is better than Griffin's flashiness. Winner, David Lee, 55% of the time. And the final matchup is Andrew Bogut versus DeAndre Jordan, number 5. This is a fairly fun matchup. 2 7-footers who have totally different playing styles. Bogut is the one who's more efficient and is just a great player overall, fitting back into his offensive groove now. DeAndre Jordan, on the other hand, is a dynamic dunking center, and who likes the excitement he instills in himself. That's right, this is exactly like the Lee-Griffin matchup. Bogut, however, is an excellent defender, whether it's shot blocking or rebounding. I can't escape the feeling that he will own Jordan in the matchup. Winner, Andrew Bogut. Now, the Warriors are good and all, but what can they do to not fall in the playoffs? The Warriors are very good, and the Clippers are very good, but the hype is all on the Clippers, who have lost 3 out of 4 contests to the Warriors this season. They've done very well, but they haven't done well against the Warriors. This is what the Warriors need to do in the playoffs. Each Warriors starter needs to do in the playoffs if they want to go far. The Warriors appear to be playoff bound, and that's what the record indicates. The regular season is coming to a close, and the playoff rating race is heating up. They're only 5 games ahead of the 9th-seeded Jazz, but the Jazz have a tough schedule. In fact, they have the 5th-hardest remaining schedule. There are some obvious holes against the Chicago Bulls a couple nights ago that the Warriors needed to fix. These are two things that each Warriors starter needs to do. Number 1, Stephen Curry. The first thing Curry should consider doing is playing defense. How about that? He may not be the fastest guy on defense, but if he wants to, he needs to start finding his feet. Most teams have good point guards who play exceptionally well against the Warriors. I wonder why. It's Curry's job to prevent them from having huge nights. Another thing Curry needs to do is facilitate more. Against the Bulls, Curry shot 2 of 12 from the field and only dished out 4 assists. He hasn't had a double-double in a while, but when he does, the Warriors are basically a better team. Many criticize Curry for not being a true point guard, but he can play the point guard position. When he's not having a good night, he needs to keep the ball moving so other teammates can get involved. Klay Thompson, number 2. One thing Thompson needs to start doing is cut down his mental errors. Thompson's inconsistency has been a problem for the Warriors this season. He usually scores in the double digits, but he will have a terrible shooting percentage from the field. He has lately been better with his shot selection, but sometimes he takes too many threes and it hurts the Warriors. Another thing Thompson should consider doing is driving more to the basket. Being one of the best free throw shooters in the league, he doesn't shoot enough of them. He needs to take the contact, and he is one of the few Warriors who isn't injury prone. When he does this, he will get more points easily. Harrison Barnes. As Barnes is a rookie, there's only one thing he needs to improve. His defensive effort is tremendous, so not that. He needs to drive the ball with confidence. He isn't a shooter. The occasional three-pointer is alright, but Barnes is a lot better than he thinks. Usually when he drives, he gets to the basket easily, but he hasn't been doing that regularly. David Lee should start playing some defense. No offense to Lee, as he is great offensively, but he just cannot play defense. Luckily, that can be learned. Friday night, against the Chicago Bulls, Carlos Boozer absolutely crushed him in the matchup, and Lee's defense seemed to go south, even though it was already there. Another thing Lee needs to focus on is his consistency. Yes, he's been the most consistent Warrior this season, but he needs to score his average of 19 a game and 11 rebounds per game, at least. The Warriors are looking for someone to be their rock, and Steph Curry is mainly a shooter. Those kind of people have bad games. That type of stuff happens. Power forwards, however, need to be there all the time. Lately, Lee hasn't been acting like the all-star David Lee. Andrew Bogut, number 5. Bogut was supposed to be the big center that the Warriors lacked. Since he's returned to the lineup, however, the Warriors have had a losing record. I'm sure this isn't what they had in mind when the Warriors were waiting for his return. In the past week, Bogut has showed improved play, but he needs to continue to do these things. He wasn't rebounding the ball like a true center and wasn't getting blocks every game. He needs to pick it up on the defensive end, actually making attempts to grab an important rebound or block a shot on a crucial possession. Bogut has to work on his game offensively as well. Yes, he's only sliding back into things, but he still has yet to show the Warriors that he's truly efficient. He's getting good shots, but these shots aren't finding the bottom of the net. He isn't being utilized as much, but he needs to start scoring more on those hook shots we all know he can make. The Warriors are good, and if they start doing all these things, they will no doubt make it far in the playoffs. The Clippers beat the Grizzlies in the first round last year in 7 games, but that doesn't mean the Warriors will lose to them. They may not have home court advantage, but they've already beaten the Clippers in LA once this season. It shouldn't be too hard to make the playoffs with the Warriors, but it's just a question about how far they make it. With many other teams like the Rockets catching up, however, they might have to play the Thunder in the first round, and no one wants to get swept. The Thunder have been struggling lately, but that's not the reason that the Warriors don't want to play them. Playing someone like Kevin Durant, who is basically unguardable, is every team's worst nightmare. And then there's always that dynamic point guard. What's his name again? Oh yeah, Russell Westbrook. The guy who can dunk, the guy who can shoot jumpers, the guy who can shoot three-pointers, and the guy who's a great passer. With someone like Curry, that's going to be hard to defend. Thanks for listening, and you can see more of my stuff at GoldenGateSports.com. That's, once again, GoldenGateSports.com. Thanks.